In Afghanistan, two anti-Taliban leaders are opposing the power-sharing agreement announced yesterday in Bonn. One called it unjust. The other, an ethnic Uzbek warlord whose forces dominate northern Afghanistan, said he's going to boycott the interim government that's supposed to take over in Kabul in 2 weeks. In the Afghan capital, meanwhile, efforts are underway to provide food for the city's residents. The UN's World Food Program hired 3,800 women to go house to house in Kabul, issuing food coupons. NPR's Ann Gerald reports.
It's early morning, and the sun is yet to dissolve the frost as 90 women gather at one of the aid organizations the UN has contracted for the survey. A sea of blue burqas, the women shiver as they wait for instructions. Under their head-to-toe shrouds, they wear skimpy jackets. Some don't even have socks or stockings. But no one's complaining. Though these women will only be paid $20 for 4 or 5 days' work, this is one of the most prized jobs in a city where most are unemployed. Competition for a slot was fierce. Finally, they're divided into teams and bused to various neighborhoods. They're to visit each house, honestly register the number of families, and issue each with a green card. This is good for 150-kilo bag of wheat. Each team consists of two women and a man. The women are able to enter the households to verify how many families there really are. The man, banned by tradition from going inside, marks the door with magic marker to show it's been registered. He's also there for protection. As the teams fan out in the Shadahara district, chaos erupts. In its haste, the World Food Program wasn't able to do the necessary training. Different aid groups understand the rules in different ways. There's confusion over how many cards to issue. Some teams only give one or two cards per house, no matter how many families live there. Others issue one card per family. Anger mounts. Desperate mothers plead, cajole, and clutch at the sleeves of the surveyors. People scream the teams are only issuing cards to their relatives. But despite warnings, armed thugs might extort cards at gunpoint. That doesn't happen. Mohammed Rasouli, one of the surveyors, needs a food coupon as much as anyone. A teacher with 7 children, he hasn't been paid in 6 months.
As I see, the people needed people are too much. They are not, all of them not healthy. They most have problems. All of them has trauma. Also me. Yes. We have problems.
38-year-old Shaka, another team member, tugs in frustration at her burqa. It's hard to write everything down when you're peering through a dense mesh. But she says her husband won't let her take it off. No family has less than 3 children. Most have 6 or more. Mary shares a mud brick house with 4 other families. She and her 8 children live in one room. There's no heat and no electricity. Windows are covered with plastic sheeting. Her husband ekes out a living selling what he can in the market. Her young children also work for pennies in the market. There are widows, children with their legs blown off by mines, and refugees who've moved here from areas of Kabul that are now reduced to ruins. This woman says it would be better to kill her children than let them starve to death. After several hours, Shaka sits down, exhausted from the emotional and physical strain. The survey's over. But it's likely to be even more chaotic this weekend when the residents of Kabul turn up to collect the wheat. Ann Gerrels, NPR News, Kabul.